Are you sabotaging your productivity? What is the most productive lunch? Let's talk about that here today. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, in our focus for more productivity, you might think that this conversation is about how to use your lunch hour to work more efficiently and get more done. But you won't hear that here today. You see, when I used to work in the corporate environment, I almost always ate at my desk. In fact, it was not uncommon for me to eat three meals a day at my desk. That was until I started studying productivity and realized that I had no life. But that's another story altogether. This topic came back up the other day as I was working with an extremely successful medical professional. We were working in her office, and we were getting close to 11:30, so I asked her what she wanted to do about lunch. Well, she looked at me a bit confused, and then she said, "Well, I suppose we could eat." We left the office and went out for lunch, and I learned that she usually skips meals, believing that she could get ahead in her paperwork if she skipped. So I thought that was interesting that a lot of people have that perspective. So I went out and asked my friends on Twitter what they did. And a lot of them had different comments. Janice Simon said, "Mostly at my desk, but I feel less stressed when I eat away from the desk." Julie Bobby said, "Oh, I never skip. I'm usually on the run, but I always eat from my desk." Janet Barkley said, "I always leave my desk to eat lunch, but when I had a JOB, I often ate at my desk." The Riley Group told me, "Usually skip unless I have a lunch meeting." Inspired Jen said, "Depending on the day, I eat lunch standing in the kitchen and finish up at my desk." You know, Sharon Couto said, "Always away from my desk with real cutlery and dishes. Eating should be honored." Clutter expert said, "I eat lunch away from my desk, but only take time to eat it, make coffee, and then straight back to the desk to drink the coffee." RackB5 said, "Typically at my desk, I'd say 95%. Never skip. I'd pass out, but sometimes it's 2 or 3 p.m. before I eat." It's interesting, the different perspectives, huh? A survey from the American Dietetic Association finds that 75% of office workers eat lunch at their desks as often as 2 or 3 times a week. So why is that? Well, the challenge here is that we've been taught that multitasking is a good thing. We've also been taught that we should work hard to get ahead. Reality is, however, that skipping lunch or working through lunch really isn't a very good idea. The reason for that is you need a mini vacation in your day. In 15 Ways to Maximize Your Lunch Hour, the author states, "Your lunch hour should be at least the least productive moment in your day. Lunch is a mini vacation from work. It should be relaxed, pleasurable, and enjoyable." I couldn't agree more. We need the mental vacation and downtime to recharge our batteries. Now, I have to admit, there are a few days where I don't do this, but by the end of the day, I do regret it because I have no energy to enjoy my evening. In 7 Eating Habits That Sabotage Your Productivity as an Entrepreneur, the author states, "Entrepreneurs who eat while working at their desk or drive while eating a sandwich or are running about town with a hot dog in their hands are missing the boat. Eating on the run causes so much havoc to your digestive system, and because you aren't being mindful while you eat, it's so much easier for you to overeat when you're eating on the run." I agree with that too. There are slews of health studies that agree too. Even if you take only 15 minutes away from your desk, and mind you, it should be more, to enjoy your food and let it digest properly, you'll be way more productive in the afternoon. Heck, who wants to be popping antacids all afternoon anyway? And then there's the ew factor, because according to Don't Eat at Your Desk, the average desk is 400 times more contaminated than a lavatory bathroom seat. Wow, gross. That really makes me not want to eat at my desk. Do you treat your yard tools better than yourself? I think of my yard tools. Our mower requires regular gasoline, while our other tools require a mixture of gasoline and specific oil. If I goof and fill the machine with the wrong liquid, not only would my husband kill me, but the machine would not function properly. Here's the thing. Our bodies are like machines that are designed for a number of different tasks. We need energy, the right kind of energy, to be able to carry out these tasks. When my yard tools don't have the right power source, they don't work right. Similarly, you must give your body the right amounts of nutrition and rest in order to perform at your best.